Bible Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
When we talk about spiritual gifts, there are things we have to get straight, because there's some people who make excuses that by saying, well, I'm not gifted to do something. Maybe they want to teach. Someone wants them to teach, but they're not gifted to teach. And therefore, they would say, well, I can't teach because I'm not gifted that way. Someone who's gifted should be the ones to teach. First, let's make a distinction between a gift and a talent. A spiritual gift is something you get at salvation, where a talent you're born with. So someone may be born with a talent to be able to administrate things or to teach, or musically talented. They have that at a young age, and all their life before they got saved, they had that ability. That's a talent. But a spiritual gift is something you get at salvation. The Holy Spirit gives certain gifts to people. Every Christian has a spiritual gift, some different variations of them, but those are given at salvation. So there's a difference between a talent and a gift. Someone could be talented to teach. They had it all their life. They have an ability to teach, but some could be spiritually gifted to teach. That, like in my case, came after I was saved. And so people have to realize one other thing. When it comes to spiritual gifts, we are commanded to do all of them. We're all commanded to encourage, to teach, to give, all of them. It's just that some of these gifts will come more naturally to us because they're empowered by the Holy Spirit. So you always have to remember that it's not an excuse just because you're not gifted that way. The Holy Spirit gives some people, but we're all commanded to do all of the spiritual gifts.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.